Perfect. What is up, everybody? This is DWC, episode 14, week 14 in the NFL. I know this is a little bit weird because my co-host is not here. He's currently on IR. He'll definitely be back next week. Brother got a concussion somehow, hit his head on a chair. So he's not supposed to be looking at screens and whatnot. So still wanted to give you guys the great content that we provide. And we weren't going to skip out on a week just because one of our men are down. So stepping up to the plate, doing a solo podcast. This will be my first solo episode. Hopefully first of only. Hopefully this will be it of the DWC. So we're going to check and make sure we're straight. I think we're good to go. So yeah, make sure that you guys like, subscribe, comment, watch on YouTube at Defense Wins Championships Podcast, and on Apple and Spotify under Defense Wins Championships Podcast. Hopefully I can just change those to DWC because saying that is just a mouthful. Speaking of DWC, you can follow us on Twitter at DWC2022, on TikTok at Defense Wins Championships Podcast, and on IG, Defense Wins Championships Podcast. Everything will be posted on there, picks, bets, and whatnot. Went 2 or 3. And I'll get into that later. But first, I wanted to talk about this is an interesting week. Definitely one that Reed is sick that he missed out on because a lot of shit happened. Hopefully, everybody had a great Thanksgiving and was able to get some good food, see some family, and have some fun while we were watching football. I feel like so much shit happened in the week that occurred. We'll get right into one of the headlines. Let me make sure before I say this man's name out of character. Yeah, Matt. I don't know why Matt seemed not the right name. Matt Eberflus did get fired from the Bears organization. He was the head coach. He got fired after the dumbass decision that he didn't make, well, I guess his decision, but something that he didn't do in the final seconds. I mean, they have, at that point, you'd have to try for kicker. It was 20-23, still like, I think I want to say 19, 17 seconds left on the clock. Brother has a timeout, didn't use the timeout, and let Caleb, your rookie, go out there and essentially do a Hail Mary with one dude on double coverage, and it failed, and the game was over. My thoughts on that is, you know, I know some people are trying to give Caleb the blame on that. Caleb's a rookie. You know, I don't care how many kind of pep-up talks we had about him, the next Mahomes, blah, blah, blah. Clearly, he's not going to win Rookie of the Year. It's the race between Jaden Daniels and Bo Nix. But this brother's still a rookie. This isn't his decision to be making. It is the coach's decision. You know, we've already had, you know, on DWC, we've talked about Eberflus needed to be gone before the season started. You know, I don't know how true these reports were, but there was reports of, you know, this brother at the office crying for his job so he didn't get fired. I mean, yeah, I'd be sick, you know, making a couple mil as coach of Chicago Bears. You just get this, you know, was supposedly a God squad, you know, with the free agencies and the, and Brennan and Caleb. But this is, you know, there were playoff talks for the Bears. And I mean, they're not out, but, you know, it's not looking good. So you go out there, this is a game you could have won, not, you know, put some heat on, go to OT with the Lions. I still think the Lions would have won. But, you know, they were fucking around. This is a game you could have won in OT. Caleb had a great game. I think he almost threw for 300, had 3 TDs, you know. It wasn't a terrible game. I know he had the terrible stretch, but these last couple of weeks he's been putting up video game numbers. It's been amazing, and they somehow were still losing games. And you have to look at the coaching on that. I mean, Eberflus has not been a good coach. We haven't We've called his number to be fired, you know, a year ago. I would have went out with a different coach for this year, especially, I mean, how many times do I hamper on this that the first, you know, 1 to 3 years of a quarterback coming into the league, if you have a bad organization, bad coaching, it is so detrimental to the quarterback. I mean, we're seeing it with Trevor Lawrence right now. You know, we're seeing the bounce back from Bryce Young. And, you know, this is regardless of what you thought, you know, Caleb Williams could be the next Mahomes, the next big things, whatever. You still, the coaching is still needed. You know, it's been recorded that they're getting less coaching, you know, in college now than I was back then. So these guys are, and you know, players are always getting more and more athletic. They're doing crazier things. I mean, we're seeing, shout out Alabama. I don't know if you guys can see the flag. Shout out Alabama. Ryan Williams is a fucking stud. Shout, you know, Ohio State. Jeremiah Smith, fucking stud. These players still need coaching at the end of the day. And it, you know, Eberflus being fired, I hope that the Bears do Caleb Williams right, and they go ahead and get an offensive coach. They go ahead and get Ben Johnson. They go ahead and, you know, get the next big offensive coach, whoever that might be, to help Caleb Williams grow. So, yeah, Eberflus got fired. We've been calling for it for a hot fucking minute. So glad he got fired. I really – when I question what you're good at as a coach, what side of the ball, what you're really good at, and I can't find a pinpoint thing. Yeah, I mean, yeah, like their defense was good, but, you know, it's had some dips. Clearly there's character issues on the defense. Clearly they don't listen to the coach. I mean, they were pissed at him. And it seems like the locker room's having a fucking party now that he's gone. That's it. What does that say about your coach? So hopefully they hire someone good. I really want, you know, I like the competition that's going on in the NFC North. And I know that historically the Bears have been in a terrible organization, but, you know, you can't fuck this up. Like, you have to get the right coach for them. So hopefully they do that. Speaking of coaches, I'm going to bounce around on some headlines here. We got some headlines and some injuries, picks, and bets. Probably going to be a short episode because it's just me. So, you know, I don't think I can muster up a yap session for an hour. I know that's what you guys are used to for an hour, but might be a little like 30, 40-minute episode. Still, you know, jam-packed with stuff to talk about and headlines to be said, picks to talk about, bets to talk about. So we're going to go ahead and jump into the next headline. We're going to talk about just the whole game and then just what I think about this coach. So the Bengals-Steelers game, getting right into Hard Knocks. Hard Knocks dropped on Tuesday. Hard Knocks dropped on Tuesday. Basically just propaganda for the Steelers. I'm not mad at it. I'm a Steelers fan. But you see the difference in coaching during these shows, during these episodes. You're going to see the difference in coaching. I remember years ago, you know, and it's still after we lost to the Browns, you know, a week ago or 2 weeks ago, people are calling for Mike Tomlin's job. Mike Tomlin needs to be fired. Mike Tomlin is, it just gets me so mad. Mike Tomlin is a Hall of Fame coach, one of the top coaches in the NFL, never had a losing season, going on 18 years now. And they want to fire this brother. Obviously, we haven't gotten coordinators right and whatnot. But now that we have a complete team, now that we have grown-ups in the organization, we had so many, you know, obviously outside of like Pickens, but like, you see in the videos Mike Tomlin talking to Pickens. I love what Mike Tomlin does when he talks to the players. When he speaks to the players, he always tells them to look at me. So, you know, pay attention. Look at me and look at what I'm seeing. I heard back on, you know, eons ago when Pouncey got a flag and we needed, you know, it was clock management. We needed to is a 2-minute drill, and Pouncey got a flag for fighting with somebody. He's like, bro, like Pouncey is like, bro, hit, you know, he hit me first. He was fighting first. Mike Tomlin's like, bro, it's not about that. It's bigger. This is bigger than you. The team and what we're trying to accomplish is bigger than you. Whatever you got going on the field, the team is first. It's bigger than you. We got clock running down, and you're out there fighting. This is bigger than you. And he goes, look at me. And, you know, Pouncey, I know, you know, if you guys know anything about Pouncey, look up the Florida shit. Look up him hanging out with Aaron Hernandez. That's a bad motherfucking dude. I'm not saying he's a bad human being, but, like, he would whoop some ass. And he's commanding Pouncey, look at me when I'm talking to you. He's saying that to George Pickens. He's telling, you know, he gets so close and personal with people, you know, arms around their neck, talking to them, head on his shoulder, player's head on his shoulder, talking, hyping them up, letting them know, hey, we got one of my, you know, favorite things that he says. I want thrivers. I don't want survivors. When the adversity hits, the time gets tough. Yes, you can survive, but he needs thrivers in pressure. He needs thrivers when, you know, backs against the wall. He doesn't just need survivors. He doesn't want survivors. He wants thrivers. People that can excel in those pressured instances. You know, game on the line. Are you going to survive? You know, surviving can just be, you know, getting a 3-and-out. Are you going to thrive? Are you going to get a turnover like Nick Herbig did? Turnover, you know, sack, strip sack. Peyton Wilson takes it in for a touchdown. You know, this is the first time in how fucking long, maybe obviously when Big Ben was playing, when we scored 40 points. You know, and it's all him. You know, he has these players locked in week in, week out. And the Steelers have a gauntlet up ahead, right? They play the Eagles, Ravens, Chiefs here soon. Within like 10 days, they play three teams within 10 days. That is insane. We didn't have a talk about that with the NFL. Hurting the Steelers players, that's just a huge risk of injury. Three teams in 10 days. Three of the hardest teams, 10 days. You know, I don't know how they're going to do it, but hopefully they can come out positive. But it's going to be tough. And there isn't another coach that I would think would have my team, the Steelers organization, ready in those 3 weeks. I mean, those 10 days for those 3 games than Mike Tomlin. And talking in the other side, you know, which is our headline, talking about Zach Taylor, right? Zach Taylor is the complete opposite. Players are checked out. Players are, you know, disinterested in what he's talking about. He's really just yapping up there. He doesn't practice what he preaches, you know, talking about discipline and, you know, making the right plays and whatnot. And he doesn't seem like he knows what he's doing and, you know, on the field. And he's been obviously coaching. I mean, the brother's not playing, but even he isn't, you know, putting his players in the best position to win. I mean, this Bengals roster is awful on the defensive side. And, you know, me and Reed call this. When we were doing they're doing the offseason, they didn't bring anybody in that was stellar. They give, you know, big contracts. I mean, Trey Henderson deserves every amount of money that he could ever ask for. He's a fucking stud. But you have a bunch of rookies. I remember Bengals, you know, fans were doing parading like, oh, we're keeping our rookies, starting young guys. And I'm all here for the young guys getting reps, but like these are not starter, you know, capable people. You bring back Von Bell, who's been a liability on the defense. He's been awful. The back end's awful. The corners are not good. Linebackers are slow. You know, it's just free over there. And I don't know how many times Russ was just dotting them up. It was embarrassing if I was a Bengals fan. You know, they just came back, you know, a couple of years ago from a Super Bowl. you're supposed to be, and you know, this is the kind of stuff that happens when you pay top dollar, you know, for a QB. This is the kind of stuff that happens. So, you know, I don't know what to really tell them, other than I think, and you know, me and Reed have both said. Let me see. He sent me some texts, you know, just to go over. He needs to, like he said Zach Taylor needs to kick rocks. So I'm 100% with that. Zach Taylor needs to kick rocks. And I don't really know who the Bengals are going to draft. I don't know. There's, you know, there's just so many needs on the team. But I think it starts with just gutting this organization. You have to get rid of him. You have to get rid of the DC. And you have to start over. And you have to get it, like I said about the Bears, you have to get it right. Your situation is way more dire than the Bears situation. Jamar Chase still hasn't been paid. You still need to pay him. And, you know, what do I say? Yesterday's price was not today's price. It's going to keep on going up. He's going to demand high money. And, you know, those extra one to five mil, is going to stop you from signing a key defensive player, signing the offensive player, because you have to allocate that to Jamar Chase. But yeah, Zach Taylor's got to go. Just great coaches in the league, Mike Tomlin, Kevin O'Connell, definitely up for both of them, up for coach of the year. It's just been what Kevin O'Connell has done with the cards he was dealt with. I mean, people are looking at Sam Darnold like, oh, we need that on my team. Yeah, I need that. I need to sign Sam Darnold when he leaves the Vikings on my team. So he's been phenomenal. So, yeah. That was Zach Taylor. And we're going to go ahead. Sorry, I keep seeing, like, the Wi-Fi signal. But I don't think it matters because I'm just recording myself. So I don't think it matters. We're going to go ahead. What else should we talk about? I got four more things to talk about. Then we got the picks and the bets. Let's go ahead and get into Deontay Johnson was suspended for a game. I think the Ravens play, because I'm pretty sure I picked the Ravens. Let me see who they play. Are they on their bye? Yeah. They're on their bye. So let me make sure that I got this right. And let me fucking turn my ringer off. Yeah, okay. So he has been effective immediately. Deontay Johnson has been suspended for the next game. So that would be when they play the Giants next week, because the Ravens are on a bye. They play the Giants next week, and Deontay Johnson will be suspended for that game because he did not want to go in for the Eagles game. I know that the Ravens had traded for Deontay Johnson a couple weeks ago. it doesn't really seem to work out, you know, knock on wood. I don't like when the Steelers let go of the wide receivers. I really liked Deontay Johnson. I thought he was really good for, you know, what he provides. But, you know, typically when Steelers wide receivers leave and they go to another team, it doesn't really work out for them. I don't know what it is. I don't know if we just max out their potential and they're really just kind of mid. I don't know. So Deontay Johnson went to the Panthers, was doing all right, and then the Panthers traded him, and he goes to the Ravens, and he's just not clicking with Lamar. He's not running. I don't know if he's not running the right routes. Lamar's overthrowing him. I did see a couple balls that Lamar overthrew him, and Deontay was getting visibly upset. I just don't think it worked out in what he thought was going to happen for the Ravens. I know going into the Ravens, you know, winning team, you get to, you know, have fun, play ball, but he hasn't gotten the PT that he wanted. He is, you know, behind. In terms of getting the ball, you know, this isn't in order. I'm just listing names. But, you know, Zay, Mark Andrews, Rashad Bateman, Isaiah Likely, Nelson Agholor. I don't know where Deontay Johnson was going to fit into this kind of thing. Zay Flowers just does everything that Deontay does, but way better. Zay Flowers is a top 25 wide receiver easily. So I don't know if Deontay thought he was going to come in and be, you know, top 25. I don't know what his plans were, but clearly he's been upset that he's not getting the PT that he wanted. He didn't want to go in for the Eagles games. Probably, you know, told him, fuck no. You guys aren't giving me PT. Don't give it to me now. I don't care. And they suspended him. They're probably, you know, this is probably grounds for releasing here soon. I don't know what his attitude is. I don't know what, you know, the locker room's saying or the reporters are saying about Deontay. But, you know, it doesn't seem good, especially when the Steelers traded, you know, for Deontay, got Dante Jackson. And Dante's, you know, either leading or tied for the lead in interceptions in the NFL this year. So clearly the Steelers have moved on, and they've moved on for the better. We're starting to see a little, you know, I'm not going to hype up Calvin Austin too much, but we're starting to see maybe Calvin Austin is Russell Wilson's Tyler Lockett. You know, we're seeing some tight end work with Pat. We're seeing the run game open up. Because we're taking it over the top. We're seeing George Pickens do his thing. Even though those costly fucking penalties, he's an idiot for that. And I will never, you know, celebrate. Even though you get a 25-yard play, we're bringing it back 15 because you want to, you know, do finger guns and you want to gloat. Brother, even though, you know, whatever, besides what the score says, it was still a close back and forth game. I mean, he started off throwing a pick six. So maybe, you know, dial it down and we act like fucking grownups. But, maybe Deontay Johnson gets released here. I really don't think he'll be on the Ravens next year. So I don't know where his career goes after this. I don't know if he gets a resurgence. If he's acting like that, I don't really want him on the Steelers. But, you know, maybe he'll be in good graces and play. I don't know what he's going to do. But this isn't a good step. I mean, you were on the Panthers, the worst organization, and they didn't even want you. Like I said, I'm not, you know, a fly on the wall in the locker room, but, you know, that isn't telling. And they've been excelling now without you. And, you know, you go to the Ravens, and I don't know what kind of privilege you thought you had, but you're not him when it comes to the pecking order of the Ravens. So I don't know what they're going to do. But he is suspended for the next game. They do have a bye this week, so have a little two-week vacation, no pay. So maybe that will wake him up and tell him to act like a grown-up. Let's go ahead and get into the 49ers situation. CMC injury with his knee. I forget. Let me make sure. But, like, when I was looking at the replay on the injury, I thought he just cooked his Achilles. That's what I thought it was. But they said knee, he's going to miss 6 weeks. PCL injury with his knee. Looked like a fucking Achilles, I'll tell you that. Especially the man with Achilles tendonitis in both legs. That's what I thought. I was like, oh, no, he's going to be out for, like, so long. So, I don't know. The 49ers really hit his injury this year. So I don't really know, you know, what until I see the doctor's report. I don't really know what happened. But they're saying PCL. But you could see it, you know. With tendonitis. I mean, I don't have tendonitis. Reed has tendonitis, I'm pretty sure, in his knees or, you know, some body part. But I know he does have tendonitis, so I'll ask him for next week on, you know, what that entails. But, you know, from what I've seen, you know, even if I, you know, take a week off from doing arms, working out, and I work out, you do heavy, you know, if someone does that or they get back into the gym after like a couple weeks off or something, and you feel that like that hurt right here, like, right here in your tendons, it hurts. You can't even like close your arms or whatever. You can't close your arms. I was not trying to do that. Whatever. You know, you close your arms. That hurts. And to have that on your Achilles on both legs in your running back, and especially a dynamic running back like CMC, you know, catching the ball, receiving back, elusive back, power back, he literally does it all. He is what makes this 49ers offense hum. And I don't know if this is going to be a Todd Gurley situation where he has to retire early or what, but and I hope that doesn't happen. I love CMC. I love watching him play. You know, I've loved watching him play since Stanford. So I hope he doesn't have to retire early. But that kind of stuff, tendonitis and the Achilles, that is one of the worst places to have that shit. At any point, that shit can flare up and you're just done because it's in both legs and it's your Achilles. And you have like more of a risk of tearing that shit, rupturing that shit because of the tendonitis. So it's just, you know, it's just a ticking time bomb of injury every season for him now. Jordan Mason's out on IR for his ankle. So both of them are out. We got Isaac, I want to say his last name is Garundo. I apologize if I pronounce that wrong, but he's going to be the third string is going to be the first string. I don't really know what the 49ers are going to do. They have a lot of old guys, a lot of contracts. We got the, you know, Brock Purdy contract coming up. We're going to see what that is. Is he going to take team friendly 30 mils or is he going to demand Dak money? I don't know. If you were to give him a contract last year, it probably would have been Dak money. But now, you know, his play's been down. The 49ers have been awful. You know, we'll talk about that. You know, let them lose this week to the Bears. You know what I mean? Like, it's done. They were, you know, we have them in the Super Bowl, you know, Super Bowl contenders. I feel like the 49ers are Super Bowl contenders every year because of their team. And they might finish last in the division. That's a huge possibility. And it's looking like that right now that they're going to finish last in the division, which is crazy. So I don't know what they're going to do. I don't know if they're going to draft a running back. I don't know if we don't know what the CMC shit because the 49ers have been very elusive on what is the actual, you know, diagnosis and what is really going on with CMC. So, you know, Brandon Ayuk is going to come back. He's going to be rusty. The Debo regression has been crazy. You know, are they going to get rid of him and, you know, elevate Ricky to wide receiver two? Because of these contracts, I don't know. I don't know what they're going to do. They have a lot to work through for next season. And this guy squad, like, you were supposed to win a Super Bowl. Like, you don't make this squad and not win Super Bowls. Defense and offense, there's a lot of money in this team. So they're going to have some shit to figure out. And then for our last headline, it's a little dual headline, two-parter, Trevor Lawrence. He did have that AC joint injury, played. He got a concussion, so he wasn't going to be playing next week. I think the Jaguars saw where their season was going to go, and they just shut Trevor Lawrence down to get the season-ending surgery. And he's out for the year, and they're going to have Mac Jones. And I think the Jags are smart doing this to shut down. This is a franchise quarterback. I know his play has been awful, but you know, I'm still one of the few Trevor Lawrence believers out there. I really think he has the capabilities of being a top 10 quarterback. I think the physical attributes and the mental attributes he has are just amazing. I mean, I know I always talk about him in college, but literally him at Clemson was just, I thought this brother was going to be like the next Andrew Luck. I think he's amazing. I really think like I said about Caleb, that, you know, I hope it doesn't happen to Caleb. And we saw it happen to Bryce. I really think that the first 3 years, regardless of what prospect that you are, the first 3 years of you as a quarterback is, you know, can be detrimental if it's bad. And you start off with, you know, Urban Meyer, and then I really think Doug Peterson should be fired. Me and Reed have been calling for his job for weeks as well. It's been months. I think Doug Peterson should be the next one to go. I really think they need to reboot everything in that shit because, you know, they signed a bunch of, I don't want to be disrespectful, but let's get to it. You know, they signed a bunch of wide receivers too to play wide receiver one. I really think Brian Thomas is going to be the wide receiver one, but you know, I'd rather have him as a two if I can get that star number one. And I like Brian Thomas too. He's on my damn fantasy team. I think he's a fucking stud. ETN is looking like a shell of himself. I really wasn't high on Tank Bigsby. So I really think they need another running back as well. If ETN is going to continue in this downward slope. I'm glad they shut – that was good, though. I'm glad they shut the Trevor Lawrence shit down so he doesn't further hurt himself. And I think he needs this time off to recoup, you know, and they need to hit free agency hard, get some linemen for him, get some weapons. You already have your wide receiver, Brian Thomas Jr., so get some more weapons. And I think they can – with this division in the AFC South, I think they can make some noise. Because, you know, there's a lot of questions for all the teams in that division. So I think they can bounce back. But I think this is a smart decision. Shut it down. Get a high draft pick. And rebuild. Because you have your franchise quarterback. You're way better off than you know, some of the teams in that same position. You have a franchise quarterback. So, you know, you can't be detrimental to him. You have to help him out here. And then let's go. Oh, in addition with that, with the hit, the brother got fucking smoked by Aziz Alshari, I believe. I apologize if I mispronounced your name. Aziz Alshari. I think that's how it is. Aziz Alshari. Trevor Lawrence clearly sliding. I mean, what QBs besides like AR, Justin Fields, even Justin Fields slide? But QB doesn't slide. And this brother came full force and smoked Trevor Lawrence. And then he got jumped, which he should have, you know, Aziz should have gotten jumped by the Jags teammates, his, you know, the Jags players. But brother, what are we doing? What are we doing? Like, it should be known, right? Just making sure. It just makes me tweak seeing the Wi-Fi thing. But like, we should. This is a known thing, right? In the NFL, there's a high chance of CTE. Everybody's getting hurt. Everybody's, you know, hitting helmet to helmet. The least everybody can do is make sure that everybody's safe. I know, you know, we want to be Big Bad Wolf. We want to be Ray Lewis. You know, we want to be Ryan Clark. We want to take out dudes. We want to show that, you know, we're tough guys. We're the defense. But, bro, what are you doing, man? What are you doing? And then I see on social media, the brothers posted a Joker face. Let me see if I can pull it up literally, you know, on camera. The brothers pulling a Joker face saying, if y'all want me to be the villain, I can be the villain. Did he take it down? Yeah. If you want me to be your villain, I'll be your villain. See you soon. What are we doing? There's beauty in being rejected, misunderstood, unseen, and unprotected by people. It teaches you to rely on Allah for everything. Great quote. But like, what are we doing? Brother, we're not, you know. Obviously, Jags fans probably called you every name in the book, probably disrespected you. I'm never, you know, I know they disrespected your religion, you as a person. I get that. I'd be pissed too, you know. I understand, you know, football's crazy shit happens. I know it is like, it is so hard to tell defense to not play defense, right? I'm with you guys. I'm with the defense. Defense wins championships. I'm with you guys. It is so hard to get away from your instincts, your twitch movements. And, you know, you're just trying to make a play. But clearly, brother, that play, what you should not have done that. There was no and I'm pro laying quarterbacks out when they're running, right? But this brother was sliding. You know, if I catch you running between the tackles and you don't slide, I'm laying you the fuck out, right? But this brother was sliding and you still dove down and smoked him. So I'm saying, what if he didn't slide and he wanted to run? Then you're ankle biting and you're cooking his knees. So which is it? Which were you trying to do? It seems like you're trying to take this motherfucker out. You're trying to take Trevor Lawrence out. And you don't need that to do that. The Jags are terrible. I mean, the Texans have been playing awful, but the Jags are terrible. You should beat them with Trevor Lawrence. With how your roster is constructed, you just have a better roster than the Jags. You should win. So you shouldn't have felt threatened enough to take Trevor Lawrence out of the game. And Aziz got a 3-game suspension. Is that crazy? Yeah, I think 3 games is crazy. If it was me, I'd have given you 1 game. So, and I think Trevor Lawrence, you know, they didn't seem it was like a Tua thing. I mean, Trevor Lawrence was fucking out. He was knocked the fuck out. I would give 1-2 games, but 3 games is a little egregious. I understand the frustration in that. 3 games is crazy. But, you know, brother, you shouldn't have been expecting to play next week, bro. That was a crazy hit. You deserve everything and then more. No pay in 1 or 2 games. Fucking out of here. So, you know, just dumbass. You're being a fucking idiot. And I really think that sums up the Texans right now. Idiots. And it's just, I really think, you know, knock on wood. Hopefully, you know, I'm going to say this about the Texans. And I hope if my team plays them, my team doesn't lose. But I really think the Texans are going to be first round exits. I just can't take them seriously. And this is before the Aziz shit. Just the way that they play, the way, they're coaching. Shout out to D'Amico, but, you know, their coaching and their play. CJ's been playing bad. This O-line is fucking awful. Defense is suspect. And now we're headhunting? What are we doing? Just embarrassing and disrespectful to the game. And yeah, bro, you know, back in my day, yeah, I grew up with fucking Ryan Clark, Ray Lewis putting dudes in the fucking hospital, right? I don't want to see that shit. Yeah, it looks cool for the highlights. The hardest hits in the NFL. Of course I watched that YouTube video like 50 million times. Because that shit is crazy. I watched the UFC, brother. I know, like, people get laid the fuck out. And I'd be right with him screaming at the TV, lay his ass out, kill him, blah, 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 in GTA RP. But, bro, and realistically, I don't want to see that shit. Nobody wants to see their son getting put out like that. What the fuck are you doing? So hopefully this, you know, like I said, I would give you 1-2 games. I'm pretty sure Reed's the same way. But take that 3-game ban, brother. No pay. Fuck you. So, you know, hopefully he learns from this and, you know, he's going to be respectful. You know, clearly he's not because he wants to be the villain. You know, have fun with that. Have fun being first round fucking exits. So I'm going to clip that. And, you know, if they're not, I can clip in and I can look like an idiot. But I really think there will be first round exits. If they're at that 4 spot and the Ravens play him, the Steelers play him, I really think that the Chargers play him. I really think they get smoked the fuck out. And, you know, I'm saying it right here. I think they're going to be first-round exits. I think that is their destiny. I really don't see them winning the playoff game. So those were our headlines and injuries. Did a little bit of NFL game talk. Before I get to the picks and bets, just because I want this to go, like, at least 45 minutes, because the picks and bets are going to go by fast, I just want to talk about my favorite teams for this year outside of the Steelers. I mean, obviously, I'm a Steelers fan. You know, I'm going to glaze the Steelers. But I really think what the Steelers have done team-wise, offense and defense, has been amazing. They get Alex Highsmith back for this Browns game. This will be the first time in, like, maybe, like, 8 weeks that all three, T.J. Watt, Alex Highsmith, and Herbig, have been playing in the same game. So I'm super excited for that. I can't wait for that. I love when all three of them are playing. I think this defense and this offense have been together. I think everybody is lit. Everybody's talking. There's no division. Nobody's separated. Even with Russ and Justin Fields, you know, and everybody hates the rah-rah Russ, the dad Russ, but I really think this is what we needed. Everybody's together. Linemen are laughing. You know, it's a fun time. And it's a great time to be a Steelers fan. It almost brings me to tears, man. It's really good. But I want to shout out the Eagles, and I want to shout out the Bills and the Lions. Those four teams. I'm in the Chiefs, but I mean the Chiefs have just been sliding by. When we get into our picks later in our underdog, I really think that they're going to lose one of these games to the in division. I think it's about that time. But yeah, the Lions, the Eagles, Steelers, Chiefs, Lions, Eagles, Steelers, Chiefs, and the Bills. They've been amazing. The Bills fucking laser show. You know, Josh Allen had a receiving, rushing, passing touchdown. Smoked the 49ers. Yeah, it was a snow game, but and the 49ers played fucking horrible. But the Bills, I mean, that's the playoffs. That's the playoffs when you go to Buffalo. It's going to be snowy. It's going to be cold. And they're built for this shit. Offense and defense were fucking phenomenal. Same thing with the Eagles. Even when you have, you know, you're lulled first and second quarter, things not, you know, doing well, Saquon Barkley busts out an 85-yard run. And wins the game. There's been, I'm not saying it happened in the Ravens game, but there's been so many times in the second half of these Eagles games that Saquon is just like, all right, fuck this shit, man. I'm just going to score. I'm going to put the team on my back, and I'm going to make the game-winning play. I'm going to make the game-winning touchdown. And that's what he did. He sealed the game, you know, right when you think you have Saquon down. It's already hard enough to tackle him. You know, he's getting 5-6 yards a pop, and right when you think you have him down for 6 yards, brother breaks a tackle. Brother fucking leaps over someone backwards. Brother does a fucking triple sow cow and scores, takes it to the house. This, I think he's by far the OPOY, should be up there for MVP voting. I think he's 3 or 4. He has been amazing for this team. Amazing. The Lions. Lions with the 1-2, Sonic and Knuckles, you know, all of their yes, I mean, they've been depleted on defense. That's what I think is going to really hurt them in the playoffs if they do play the Eagles, is their lack of defense. They're missing a lot of players, and I think that's going to be ultimately what kicks them from you know, winning a Super Bowl, is because of their lack of defense. As you know, defense wins championships. But what they've been doing in spite of has been phenomenal. And the Chiefs are the Chiefs, man. They figure out how to win these one-score games, and they're always, you know, the luck always is on their side, and they're always winning, man. There's nothing else I can say about them. So, yeah, I just wanted to shout out those teams. Those teams have been amazing. You know, Ravens, I didn't forget you guys. I know I'm a Steelers fan, but I'm not a hater. I think that they, you know, the Ravens have a serious kicking issue. And their defense has been an issue for, you know, weeks now. And this is the classic case of Lamar can't do everything. Lamar can't play defense. He can't kick the ball. So he can only do so much. And, you know, we're seeing that it's in the opposite spectrums of Lamar. Let me make sure. Yeah, Lamar is this way and Joe Burrow's this way in terms of team. Obviously, they're both top five quarterbacks, right? You see it, Lamar, and it could easily flop. That's how bad both of their defenses are. Lamar's doing everything, and he's making less mistakes, and they're winning games. Joe Burrow, you know, can't make any, and neither one of them can't make too many mistakes. They have to virtually play perfect for their team to win, because even if you get down into the red zone, for the Ravens, it's not always guaranteed that you're going to walk off with 3 points, because Justin Tucker's been missing a lot of these kicks. So both of these QBs have to play perfect. And I feel bad for them because their team is not helping them out on the defensive end. You know, you can score how many points you want, but if the other team, you know, gets – and you make one mistake, I mean, the Joe Burrow fumble two times, fumble with the TJ Watt sack and then fumble with the Nick Herbig sack, it's over. And we took that to the house, it's over. You know, just one mistake like that. Two mistakes like that, it's over. There's nothing you can do. You can throw for 400 yards, and you're still going to lose the game. You know, it's tough out there, man. So, yeah, I just wanted to shout out those teams. And we're going to go ahead and get to the bets and the picks, and then we're going to get out of here, guys. And next year, next year. Next week, Reed should be back from his IR, and we'll be good to go. But I think I've done pretty good so far on my recording. I think it's actually 45 minutes, but on my recording in 48 minutes, I think I've been kind of cooking it. Not gonna lie. So let's go ahead and get into our bet of the week. We went 2-3. The Cardinals fucking sold us. They let the Vikings come back, you know, go down and score the game winning. Fucking the Cardinals fucking sold us, man. We almost went 3-3. But for our locks of the week, Reed has Buccaneers versus Raiders under 46.5. And I have the Bills riding with the hot team, -4.5 at the Rams. I'm pretty sure Reed thinks it is not like the Buccaneers. I think it's all the Raiders not being able to score. I'm with him on this. I do think the Buccaneers I think this is going to be a fast game, fast and over. I think the Buccaneers just end this shit like 24-10, you know, 27-3. I think it's going to be a very low scoring game. And with the Bills, I just think there's too many glaring issues with the Rams. The Bills just came off hot with their game against the 49ers, and I think it continues. I think there's way too many issues on the Rams. I do like a lot of the players on the Rams, but I think there's way too many issues, and I think the Bills win by a touchdown or more. And for our dog of the week, I was saying it earlier in this podcast, I think the Chiefs do lose one of these division games, and I think they lost to the Bills. So I do think they lose one of these division games. There's been too many division games with the Broncos and the Raiders that they skated by, you know, blocked a field goal and then won against the Raiders by two. I like the Chargers. They've been hot. They did have a bad game against the Falcons, still won. So I'm liking the Chargers for our dog of the week, +172. That's great odds. You know, I'm going to parlay all of them. Let's go ahead and make some money. We've been making some fucking money on this. I don't remember the counter. Reed has the counter. We've been really making some money on these. I'm actually really surprised. This is our first year of doing these. So really liking these. So that's our bets of the week, our locks of the week, and our dog of the week. And we're going to go ahead and get into our picks. For the audio listeners, I will say this out loud for you. I'm currently up 8. I'm currently up 8 on Reed. I was up 1 on him from week 13. Had some losses. Was taking some leaps on some guys. Semi-pause. Was taking leaps on teams. And, you know, still came out 1 ahead of Reed. So I am officially 8 up on Reed. And for our picks, YouTube guys and gals, you guys can see this. And I'm going to read this for our audio, and then we're going to go back to the bets, and we're going to get out of here. So for our picks, the Packers at the Lions, we both have the Lions. I'm shocked he has the Lions. Reed is the Packers correspondent. So I'm definitely going to ask him about that next podcast. Panthers at the Eagles, both pick the Eagles. Raiders at the Buccaneers, both pick the Bucks. Browns at the Steelers, both pick the Steelers. I think he's done picking the Browns for, like, good. We'll see how that goes. They did beat us, so I don't know. For the Falcons at the Vikings, both pick the Vikings. For the Jets at the Dolphins, we both pick the Dolphins. For the Saints at the Giants, we both pick the Saints. For the Jags at the Titans, I picked the Jags and Reed picked the Titans. My thought process on that is I really think the Titans are really bad, and I think the Jaguars steal one of these games, and I think it's against the Titans. For the Seahawks at the Cardinals, I picked the Seahawks and Reed picked the Cardinals. For the Bills at the Rams, we both picked the Bills. For the Bears at the Niners, both picked the Niners. I'm done picking the fucking Bears. For the Chargers at the Chiefs, both picked the Chargers. And for the Bengals at the Cowboys, both pick the Bengals. So that is our picks, guys. We're going to go ahead and go back to our locks. Bets of the week, and this is what we're going to finish out on. So these are our locks of the week, dog of the week, locks are Buccaneers versus Raiders under 46.5. We got that at minus 105. And the Bills minus 4.5 at minus 102. And our dog of the week is the Chargers plus 172. So lock that in, guys. We've been making some money. Definitely going to post our wins. And I'm going to post the picks. This will be dropped Thursday morning. I'm recording this as of 1:40 in the morning. This will be dropped Thursday morning when I wake up before I clock in for work. This will be dropped. So thanks again, guys, for liking, subscribing, commenting. Make sure you all do that. Rate us 5 stars on the audio on Apple Podcasts and Spotify Podcasts under DWC or Defense Wins Championships Podcast on YouTube at Defense Wins Championships Podcast. These will be posted on Twitter and IG at DWC2022, and the IG is Defense Wins Championships Podcast. I'm going to try to get the TikTok going. Especially going to need to do that for next season. This is our first season doing YouTube. So hopefully next season we can continue to grow, get sponsorships and all that jazz. So TikTok is going to be a really helpful piece in doing that. So thanks again, everybody for listening. Thanks again, everybody for watching and whatnot. Give your prayers and give your good lucks for Reed to get over this concussion. He seems pretty fine. I was messaging him, seems okay. He was staring at a screen for too long before he knew that he had a concussion. So he's just taking the precautions. He'll be here next week, ready to go. Can't wait for that. And I got a whole bunch of questions and stuff to ask him. So it'll definitely be good for the podcast. So like I said, thanks everybody for listening and watching. Like, subscribe, comment, rate 5 stars and all that jazz. Follow all the socials. Subscribe to the YouTube. I think it's subscribed to the Apple and Spotify. Subscribe to that shit too. And we are out of here. I'm out of here. We're out of here. Me and you, the fans, we're out of here. We're going into week 15. We'll see you guys in week 15. Hopefully with some more headlines. Hopefully some more crazy shit happens as we're getting into the playoffs here soon. Can't wait. Go Steelers. We are out. Peace.